made you some
unsportsmanlike
content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Content that's unsportsmanlike.
Creighton men's basketball account just put out video of the post-game speech that Matt gave in the locker room after the loss yesterday, and very reminiscent of the Baylor speech from 10 years ago or 9 years ago. But brings it all back again. But great message. I strongly recommend that you check it out. I just retweeted it from my account, or if you follow Creighton Basketball, and you will see it on Twitter. On to content.
Dylan Raiola and his family had a, quote, great weekend in Lincoln. Dominic Raiola told 24/7 Sports. So, when's he committing?
Oh, are you giving him a grum ball, John?
Grum ball to Raiola?
Did I hear his visit was an 11 out of 10?
I don't know.
Or a 12 out of 10?
I didn't see that.
I mean, that's usually what happens.
Or is it a 16, 20 out of 10?
Or, yeah.
Grum balls.
Yeah.
It's 16 out of 20.
I don't feel very safe giving out a grum ball unless I know that the visit wasn't at least an 11 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it a grum ball either.
It's very... You know what?
Are you giving a
very
grum
disappointed
ball
in
else?
The coverage of this weekend. I thought there would be a lot more.
Whoa! All I got was
Dylan Raiola outside of a Journey concert.
You were too busy.
Don't stop believing.
You were too busy dealing with water getting spilled all over yourself.
I suppose that's why
you missed some of the coverage.
Yeah, or maybe I was just avoiding it too.
Speaking of,
there are unofficial visits.
People forget.
People do forget. Speaking of the water thing, the Final Four is set. Who's your early pick to win it all?
I mentioned it a few times today. I like UConn to win it all. I hope that I am wrong. They have looked like a really good team in the tournament. Their closest victory, Nick, is 15 points.
Wow.
They are killing teams. They are destroying them. That said, they're going up against Miami, who, right? That's who their first game is
good
against.
Good guard play. Miami's that can always be dangerous. But
oh, yeah.
That's what I say about them, too.
Nick's been saying it for years.
It's going to be... UConn and San Diego State.
And then?
UConn.
Then,
is that a grumble?
No, this is put it on the list.
Yeah.
The difference, Nick, come on. What are you talking about?
It's not really put it on the list because the list is meant for like longer range.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe the grumble is like a short term.
No, the grumball I thought was supposed to be for the.
To guarantee the recruits.
The dagnab recruiting.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Or transfer portal.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
UConn versus SDSU, UConn wins.
Rodney Terry, the interim coach who took Texas to the Elite Eight after Chris Beard got fired for domestic assault, is going to get the full-time job. Right move for the Horns.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you look at how that team came together in a moment where they could have fallen apart, and in some ways I think they became a better team after Beard left. And you saw the players just gravitated to him. He was a very popular figure in that locker room. It would have been a very Texas-like decision to try to go, oh, we got to go out and get something bigger. We're from Texas. We got to have
bigger. We need Fred Hoiberg.
We got to have bigger is better. But, no, they made the smart choice here. Yes, believe it or not, Texas made a smart choice.
Wow. Hook'em, says John. No, I agree with you entirely. It would have been odd for them to go that far. Not to mention, man, like they should be in the Final Four. That game just turned on such a dime yesterday.
You know, that's I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, you were doing so. You're traveling. And
no, I wasn't traveling.
Hanging out with
Wrigley.
You're just like
home.
Screw basketball.
I was.
Isn't yesterday one of those losses where you're like, I don't even know if I want to watch the Final Four because I'm just
I just was not in the mood to watch anything. I was just kind of went back to the room, packed, went and got some meal.
Meal.
I called it a singular meal.
I don't know why. What did you have? Was it any good?
You had a meal.
The only place that was open that did carry out was the Smash Burger, and it took forever to get it.
I do like Smash.
These places are slow AF.
Are you Smash blame Burger Biden for this too?
And it was an okay burger. It was okay.
Smash Burger or Popeyes? Who takes longer?
Oh, my leftover Popeyes this weekend, by the way. Great.
Your 72-hour Popeyes?
I had 3 pieces yesterday and some leftover fries. It was delicious.
Oh, I bet it was. 3 pieces. So you had a snack, basically.
Man, I should have taken it. You should have seen these thighs, John.
Oh,
they were
yeah,
massive.
The thighs.
I got so full.
Massive thighs?
The thighs came off of a...
Thunder thighs.
Yeah, the thighs came off of a baby chick.
That's not true.
Oh, look at this. Oh, I think I saw a morsel of meat.
By the
oh,
way, this question
so
was
good.
Originally about Chris Beard in Texas. Well done by us.
With 41 points, 12 assists, and 10 rebounds, Caitlin Clark set the Iowa Hawkeyes to their second Final Four ever and their first since 1993. Is she good enough individually to deliver Iowa a natty?
I don't think so, mainly because of one of the teams that we assume will be in the Final Four because they play tonight, and that team, of course, is South Carolina. And that game, I believe, as I look it up real fast, would be their first opponent. So, yes, indeed it would be. So, no. That said, man, like, such a cool story. And I, like, we've been alive for real big-named women's basketball stars. Like, Diana Taurasi is always one that I remember. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Lobo. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and maybe it's locally she's closer to us. Geographically, and maybe it's that she doesn't play for UConn, but man,
or
she
Tennessee
seems to be a bigger
LSU,
star
yeah.
than them, you know? So, pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know if bigger star is the right word, but at least around here, and of course, you know, getting to see her twice a year in Lincoln or against Nebraska, one in Lincoln, one in Iowa City, there's a certain level of, you know, rivalry, obviously, that exists between those teams. And a lot of people follow her wherever she goes. Kind of makes what happened last year, Creighton upsetting that team with Caitlin Clark, even all the more impressive.
Yes, it does.
Though her performance in the tournament last night, 41-12-10.
What?
That's just
incredible.
Incredibly stupid. But I agree. I mean, a great team will always be better than a great player. I was going to have to do a little bit more around her, but it'll be fantastic theater if we get it.
Reading the timeline of Iowa athletic director Gary Barta's missteps that have cost the university millions as well as losing face begs the question, how does this man still have a job?
It really is amazing. When you go back all the way to 2014 with the sexual and gender discrimination lawsuit that ended up costing the athletic department over $6 million. Then, of course, you have the settlement most recently, $4.1 million. Then there was the fact during COVID when he tried to shut down 4 programs, they sued, ended up, you know, having to bring those programs back, lost some money out of there. This guy must have Teflon or something on his skin because I don't get why he still has a job. As much money as he cost them in unnecessary legal action.
Actual lawsuits. Yeah, does he have pictures of somebody?
I don't know, but there have to be other athletic
tapes.
Or potential athletic directors out there.
Get the tapes.
That could be every bit as good, if not likely better than Gary Barta.
Jets coach Robert Saleh now trying to be Aaron Rodgers' mini-me.
Sala. He's in your division. How do you not know
Come
this?
Come on, Nick.
My bad.
It was just
I don't answer. Never pay attention to the Jets.
It'd be like if I called Pete Carroll Pete Carrill.
Or that ref that you don't know the name of.
Bob.
Poopy Butt. His name is Poopy Butt.
Jets coach Robert Saleh.
Nailed it.
Now trying to be Aaron Rodgers' mini-me, says he's intrigued by the idea of doing his own darkness retreat. Should Saleh's family be concerned that he's taking on the traits of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. You don't want to be... No one should want to be like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I wish my bank account was like Aaron Rodgers. Otherwise, bad hair, weirdo.
Are you going to hang out with Pat McAfee every week?
Takes illegal drugs.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah, him and the Echinacea.
Yep. This is a tough look. A tough look for the whole franchise.
Do you get the feeling like the Jets are not so much trying to find a quarterback that they think can take him to a Super Bowl, but have just gone all fanboy? as an organization.
Do you remember the tweet that they had, like the day of the McAfee? Like they had a, it was Leonardo DiCaprio from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
yeah.
Where he's like pointing at the TV. They did that, and he was wearing a Jets hat.
That was
it's
weird.
Like, Jets, what are you guys doing? Chill out.
Yeah, this almost
simping.
Seems like an unhealthy pursuit at this point.
Mm. The Jets are simping.
Where they
over
just
him.
All fanboys. Like, oh boy, I just gotta have him. Just gotta have him.
Yeah, it's pretty odd.
Chargers lineman Sebastian Joseph Day claims he was sexually assaulted by TSA at the John Wayne Airport in Orange County. He says the first agent touched him inappropriately, and when he asked the worker to stop, he was, quote, swarmed by three more TSA agents. Josh,
Nick,
as somebody who's gone through the full body cavity search
okay.
at an airport,
okay.
How do you feel for Joseph Day?
It is a very invasive
process.
I was gonna say prospect. Very invasive.
It's gotta be your bull.
Josh was very happy about the prospect of getting
it was
meal.
A prospector, all right. It was the thing that I was I'm still blown away by almost 4 years later. So when you get remember when we were growing up when we Nick would get our driver's license back when we were 16?
Yeah.
You got a real license, not that piece of paper garbage that we get now.
I've always got the paper.
So yeah, I know, because you're 12. So then I go to the airport, and I'm like, hey, here is this is, because I just had a birthday. And they're like, bend over and lift your sack. Come on, TSA agent, leave me
did
alone.
You have to bend over
no,
and lift
he
your
did
sack.
It was a lot of touching, though. I don't think I had to pull down my pants, but they touched.
Were any holes invaded?
I mean, that finger was... Not great,
the
John.
The best part about this was the Josh
you got
had,
the benefit. I forgot about
so
this.
Awesome. God, Josh had the what do they call it? The
TSA pre.
The TSA
and
pre-check.
And you got to use it with me.
And because Josh had TSA pre-check, it was on both tickets, even though I'm not TSA pre-check. So I'm like, la, 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 la. Look
John
at me going through
pre-check. Shoes,
and then all of a sudden, Josh gets pulled off to the side and
God.
Take it back behind the medical tent.
Behind the tent.
Both. No,
I'm
not both ways, because Severe went
I'm
got my
out
passport.
There, relax. I'm already at the bar, sitting back, drinking
you were
a beer.
You're having a beer.
Just having all kinds
watching
of fun.
Watching Thursday Night
Josh,
Football.
Josh comes back limping like he just fell off a horse.
Not great, Nick.
Was it limp worthy?
Maybe. For me to know and you to find out.
You're talking about going to the doctor last week on the crossover.
Oh, yeah. Were you here for that?
No, he wasn't.
And then the best part, well, I can't. Well, no. But Michael having to go to your parents' house
to get the
to
passport.
Get
yeah.
And then, of course, Michael, who, as we know, is very fond of your mother.
All right. Nick, last question.
After missing 13 games because of a foot injury, LeBron James returned back to the floor last night and credited a doctor he referred to as the LeBron James of feet for his return this year. Is anyone in your life the LeBron James of something, like that TSA agent?
LeBron James of something.
Who's the most passive-aggressive person you know? Because that person could be the LeBron James.
Well,
of
see, I was
aggressive.
Thinking,
or maybe like Wrigley's the LeBron James of being a dog.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking of because you know, Wrigley's you know she's big, but sometimes can be a little soft-hearted. Well, she's always soft-hearted. What am I saying? You know, the analogy doesn't work there.
All
I don't
right.
really have. I don't know if I have anything in my life.
Is
that's
Kevin Kugler the LeBron James of something? Friendship, is he the LeBron James of being your friend?
Very passive aggressive. That's a good point. Balding.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
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 Is Jack Mitchell the LeBron James of anything?
Friendship?
Trolling.
Oh. Trolling.
He's really good at it.
Yeah,
he's
Husker fans, they're the LeBron James of filling up your mentions.
Yeah, they do a good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the LeBron James of 26-year-old producers?
I mean, yeah, I guess when you get that specific, probably.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, Josh and Jimmy, they're older than 26.
So. They are. People forget.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. All right, that is content. Oh, coming up. Man.
Bet of the day.
My bet of the days are just
yeah.
good. I need to find them.
Oh, that's right. You had Kansas State.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man, Ravi had Xavier. Gross.
Ooh. Yeah, that did not go well.
Oh, holy God. What the hell was that?
Not good.
And Nick, you had someone named Kyle Busch. How did that work out for you?
He didn't win.
All right.
Came close.
He did.
Very Scott Frost of him. On 16-20 of his own.
And you know why I'm laughing, don't you?
Now, it's time for the unsportsmanlike conduct bet of the day.
Just a little bit under where some folks would like to see this one wind up.
Brought to you by Peerless Energy Systems.
All right, as we basically just mentioned in our previous segment, it wasn't a good day in bet of the day, except for me. I had Creighton minus 10.5. Thank God they covered that one against Princeton. Holy moly. That one was close at the end with those free throws.
Yep.
John, though, was led down by Kansas State. Nick was led down by Kyle Busch, and Robbie had Xavier. I'm going to the association tonight. The Dallas Mavericks, John, have lost 4 games in a row. They've lost 7 out of their last 9, and they are on the road in Indiana, and they are 7.5-point favorites. Give me the home Pacers plus 7.5. The juice is minus 108.
I'm going to go with a couple of big dogs tonight. The Pistons are plus 12 against the Bucks, and the Trail Blazers are plus 11.5 versus the Pelicans.
11.5?
That's plus 271.
Nicholas?
Give me the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets plus 360.
It's the bet of the day brought to you by Peerless Energy Systems.
Peerless.
All right. As disappointing as it is not to be still traveling or planning another trip, there is a part of me that is happy that
I just jacked to be home.
Well, to try to
glad to be back with us.
Now it's trying to get back into finding a new routine, because you know the routine has been to always be prepping for a college basketball game.
And
I know
new normal.
I still have baseball and stuff like that, but it's a different prep
nice,
than basketball. But yeah,
I should get some advice from you because you know I did softball for the first time in a few years. And I asked like 3 or 4 people, like, hey, what do you do charts wise and how do you do this?
That's one I've always done something different every year.
Yeah. And like, I know how to score, mostly I know how to score, you know, in a scorebook, but I feel like I kind of messed up a couple of times. But at least I knew what I was reading for the broadcast with Jake Ryan, and I'll be on the call for a couple more. Yeah, you got to find your new rhythm.
Yep.
I'm happy to have you back. It'll be nice to have you on Fridays.
Well, it will.
Nice. Sharing a beer with John Bishop.
It will be.
You two will. I won't.
Oh, why is that?
It's sober season.
Why is it sober season?
Because sometimes it's nice to just, you know, cut back a little bit.
That's.
Sometimes you want to lower your resting heart rate, John, and that's what I've decided.
Why would
to
you
do.
Want to do that?
Because it's healthy.
It's good
for
to
you.
Pump the blood.
Also, so
if
we
you
found
have a low
out,
heart rate, means your blood's not moving.
We found out over last week that now that I'll be 35 soon, I should probably go see the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And since I have cancer in my family, it's time to do these things. So this will be good for my
doctor. Well,
visit
as we established in the last segment, you already had the search, so you should
that's
be good.
That's true.
Be
hey,
good
call
for...
the TSA agent. He'll tell you that I'm just fine. Just fine. So yeah, I got that going for me, I guess. Man, there was so much touching. Prodding.
You just walk into the doctor's office and say, here, would you like a sample?
Very happy that when we go to Colorado this year, and I'm going to wish it into existence, we'll be driving there. We will not be flying. I don't want to deal with any searches. No more searches.
Well, it depends. I mean, we might get off the road a bit and end up in some weird town, and then you'll make some snide comment about Western Nebraska. And
by the way, I just noticed it expires next September, 2024.
Oh.
No traveling next September for yours truly.
Or maybe, you know, I don't know, get your license renewed early enough so that you get a hard copy before you need won't need the paper copy.
I have a passport. I'll be fine. I have my passport. That will not expire next year at that time. Mm. Those are 10 years, I believe. Nick, you have a passport?
I think they're 10 years.
I don't. I should get one.
Yeah, you should.
I don't think there's any international countries that want you.
Wow. That's true, Nick. That's a good point.
Probably not.
The worst, the bad ones.
By the way, we did find out the name of the German candy I was talking about that
we
sold.
Did.
They were called Softies. They were like strips of taffy. Sure enough, made by the, what was the name of the company?
Hitchler?
The Hitchler company. They were made by Hitchler.
Hitchler
made the Softies.
Designated Hitchler.
Very
Hitchler.
Delicious. Hitchler knew his Softies.
Big Hitchler guy, John.
All right. tomorrow. Bruncy and Mike Farron.
Mike Farron?
Baseball.
Don't forget, friends, T-Mobile Tuesday, free baseball.
And the season starts Thursday?
Tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's already here.